No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. One and only Mario Judah is in the building. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, yeah! I feel great! Thank you!
I'm really glad to be here, man.
No, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely. Thank you for having me. Watched your videos forever, and I'm here now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
You mean a lot. To the community, to the culture.
Wow.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate that.
Definitely.
I've had a lot longer to do it than you, my friend.
Yeah.
You've made quite the impression on this little rap world of ours. Music world.
Man.
Let's say music world.
Man, thank you. That means a lot, bro. Humbly, coming from you, that means a lot. Thank you.
No, I mean, you know it. You're a household name. You can't go anywhere already. Come yeah. on. You ain't going to Hot Topic.
Yeah, you're right.
They'll chase you out of the Hot Topic. You're going to be like the Beatles going there.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're nailing it right now. It's a blessing, though, man, because, you know, just... I used to make beats on the side of the street, bro. Like, record random people. Like, I used to have, like a lunch foldable table about this big. I'd carry it, and I'd have a book bag with all my equipment on because I started off making beats.
Mm.
And I'd have a microphone and everything, and, like, I used to be outside on the side of the street. I'm talking about, I recorded homeless people on the side of the street before. Like, anybody who walked next to me, you was going to record on the side of the street with me, and I was going to make the beat for it, and we was going to put it out. And that's what I used to do. I just really... wanted it bad, bro.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's a blessing I'm here now.
It's crazy because I feel like that time period in your life when you have nothing in a lot of ways is the most instructive and the most creative, and you're not boxed into anything and you're just able to sort of do anything. When you talk about like recording homeless people, I mean that.
Yeah, anybody. I don't even fuck. Grandma, whoever. It can go. Mm. Anybody. It's going down right here. Like literally cars passing by, like behind me, like. Screaming, yelling, like, and I'm still, like, maneuvering it, making it go. Like, I didn't give a fuck, bro. I just wanted it that bad.
I'm fascinated by the fact that you didn't think that you were going to be a vocalist.
No idea. I wanted to be a producer only so bad.
Right.
Only, you know what I'm saying? And because it got to a point where, like, the artists that I was working with at the time, they just wasn't, like, taking the artist career serious.
Which is always the case.
You feel me? Like, you know, always, they expect yeah. you to... give them free beats and right. record them for free and shit. And it's like, if you're trying to make this shit a career and live off of it, you know, you need to make some sort of income, right? And then they come up with the, oh, bro, don't be money hungry, don't. Da, 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 and this shit just got old, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, at the very least, hey. Oh, no, I thought that said five. Never mind, it doesn't say that.
FFDB. Looking at the jug, FTP.
No, I thought awesome it. I thought, wait, does it?
What? It does not say Five Finger Death Punch,
oh,
wherever mind. You thought you might have
no,
seen it.
No, FTP.
That.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, FTP, yeah. Shout out, Zach.
Okay, cool. But,
Oh, we got to... I would love to see you in a full FTP fit. That'd be hard for the
oh,
culture.
Oh, FTP. I thought you said... What is that? FTP.
This is a clothing line out here. My boy Zach runs it.
Oh, I thought you said Five Finger. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk Five Finger Death Punch.
We
don't
need
worry.
To. We need to!
Because you don't have that much music out, so I kind of spent
yeah.
like a good chunk of
that.
Yesterday consuming some Five Finger Death Punch, some Breaking Benjamin, whatever it was.
Really?
I was even
really?
Talking to my other friends in the metal community trying to like sort of contextualize some of your... the stuff you came up on it. Because you're like too young to have the same right. like rap metal like background that I have. Like for me, it was Korn and Limp Bizkit.
Ooh.
Turned me out. Rage Against the Machine. That
Rage
did
Against
it.
Yeah.
That's Ooh. What. That's what.
A lot of people could compared me to yeah.
A lot of like
that System was, of the Down and all that. They actually reached out to me actually, which is nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that conversation like? Shout out the Armenians.
I mean, bro, it's legendary. Like, I mean, just like just coming into the game as early, you know, and just cultivating a genre essentially. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because that was my thing. Like, going into it, like. You know, nowadays, it's like, I just hearing a lot. I just wanted to hear something different on, like, my beats. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to, like, you know, if I want to hear this type of sound, I'm going to go to this artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to keep listening. Like, you know, as a human, as human beings on this earth, you know, we're driven by inspiration.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of intellect comes with that. So it's like, you want, like, in order for you to edit videos or whatever like that, you watch them, you get into something to get inspired to make something new.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, I just strive for just doing new shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody's ever recorded on side street, but I did it.
And that's an unfortunate thing about hip-hop is that there are so many people who are talented as fuck in hip-hop, but then there's like so many people who realistically should probably just like open their mind or do some fucking psychedelics or something and just break out of the confines of like so often I'll hear a new artist and I'll think like, you know, you have some degree of like talent, but you're just doing the same shit that everybody else is doing. Yeah. And there's no way anybody's ever going to pay
you know,
attention to this.
Yeah, bro. It's just, you know, but And that's why I'm glad where I come in, because it's like, you know, you are what you're around, essentially. So, like, if this is what's around, then that's what you're going to, you know. But it's like, I feel like hip-hop especially, like, the culture, you know, it's like rock, that's totally different genres. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You get rock, metal, whatever, and then you got hip-hop over here. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, and we've had, you know, legends, you know, kind of, you know, fuse that together, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like a big part of it with me was really my father that really, like, got me into it.
Okay, and tell me about him.
All right, so, yeah, like, I mean, in like, rock, metal, all that, but especially just, like, good music growing up, bro, like, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Heat Wave, you know what I'm saying? Like, real classical music, just, like, vocals, like, and that was my thing, like, and, like, Rich is crazy. Last year, January, because I kind of went overboard earlier what I was saying. I didn't get back on topic. What I was saying was, last year, I was depressed because I was going through it. I was like, damn, I'm trying to make it in producing and shit. What do I do? You know what I'm saying? So January comes, and I think it was my mom or dad, one of them, they were like, yo, you start doing hooks. Like, just writing hooks and shit, songwriting. You might get more open doors into this shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you were actually taking your parents' advice on music. That's interesting.
Interesting, right?
Very few kids. There's usually such a big age gap that it's like, when I was a kid, there's no way that I would have listened to anything my parents would have had to say about music. But they were like,
love you, mom and dad.
They were totally in the loop. Your parents sound like they were kind of with it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. They supported the fuck out of me, which is crazy, right? Mm. Especially doing something like that I do, right?
But when your dad was playing stuff like Earth, Wind, Fire around you, was he just playing it, or was he talking to you about it and explaining why it was great?
That's another thing with when it comes to music, just, you know, knowing the craft, the roots, where it comes from, the history. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's my thing. Just like learning this, where it comes from, where it started, where rock was originated. Lil Richard. You know what I'm saying? That's the originator.
Right.
You know, period. So, yeah. But
and that's what you fear, is that you're gonna just bring kids into the world and they're gonna like hear Young Boy and just be like, oh, okay, that is fire, and I'm never gonna learn about anything that came before it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate, I think.
Sure. Yeah, man. It's knowledge, man. Use is knowledge is power. The use of it, not knowledge itself, because knowledge of that isn't used is essentially worthless.
Mm.
But if you use it, then it becomes power.
In my opinion, the melding of hip hop and rock, there's been so many people who've attempted it, and it just has never really found its stride. Like, you never really found like a consistent presence of that combination. Like, you had something like Limp Bizkit and Korn come out, and then like within a couple of years they're considered super corny. And you know, there's just, you've seen a lot of people try it, but you've never really seen it done super well. And I think that in large part, like, why System of a Down might have reached out to you is because I think a lot of people who've been in the game for a long time have, we see the possibility of it and we want that. And like, when you came out, it was very much like, this dude actually seems like he could actually do this shit.
Man, thank you, world, for looking at me like that, man.
I think that's why people have kind of genuinely embraced what you're doing, you know?
It's a blessing, man. Like, seriously, like, just, because it's crazy. Like, I had no idea, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, last January, you know, yeah, son, start doing hooks. Maybe you can start making money and, you know, getting more opportunities and stuff. Because, you know, most rappers, you know, not most or whatever group, you know, use songwriters and such, right? You know, so it's like, well, you're a producer. You know how the song should come out. You should start writing hooks. It was like, all right, cool. So I didn't want to do it at first because I always believed in, like, staying in your lane. You know what I'm saying? Just doing what you do. You know what I mean? Like, and plus, I just wasn't into that. Like, I just wanted to make beats. You know what I mean? Like, when kids were back in the day at the lunch table rapping, I was the one beatboxing, pencil tapping. Like, I never freestyled.
But when you think about that, do you think that that was in some way symptomatic of you not fully having, like, confidence? Like, thinking that you had to be behind the scenes more so than the guy out in front?
I think it was just interest. Yeah, I just was interested in just the music. Like, you know, my favorite artist growing up, like, heavily. Like, if I ever had a favorite hip-hop artist, it was Chief Keef. The reason being was the beats. I thought he had the craziest beats and the craziest energy on those beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro's a legend. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I would just, like, just jamming his shit. Like, damn, this shit is nuts. You know what I'm saying? So when I started making beats, I tried to start implementing that sound and everything like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So January, I started doing that. And then it got we all know a few months later, COVID hit. And I was already financially unstable as it was. So when that hit, it was just terrible, bro. You know what I mean?
You have a job or anything at that time?
No, didn't. You know what I mean? Probably like a year prior I did of last year. But it was on and off, though. I just didn't want to go to work. I just wanted to make beats all day. You know, and then it got to a point where my parents kind of just was like, really my dad. But because I was staying with him, and then I started living on my own last January. But I started staying in my it was hard, I ain't gonna lie. But
were your beats getting a lot better as you were working on it at that time? Was that why you were so obsessed with it?
No, my beats were actually always good. Like, I had, like, I've actually, like, come, because I've only been making beats for, like, 4 years. But, like, bro, like, probably, like, my second year or third year in making beats, I was getting placements, like, with big artists. They just never came out.
Right.
So, it's like, as a producer, you know, if them records never come out, then no one's ever going to find out. Like, my beats were, they got good pretty fast. I don't know how, but I guess because I stuck with it all day. Like, my first beat took me 18 hours because I was just hooked. I just really wanted to keep learning the craft.
But you didn't really have any sort of way to network or anybody that you knew who could get on these beats? You were trying to fuck with local artists, but they're not
placement
serious.
Wise, right? Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, just getting out there in general.
Not in the, you know, phone call away. It was a lot of working to do. You know what I mean? Meeting this person, this, that, and the other. You know, just trying to get in the door. You know what I mean?
Because sometimes I'll be talking to some producer on here, and I'll be like, so how'd you get in the game? They're like, well, I made this beat, and I gave it to Thug, and Thug hopped on it. And it's like, okay, like, giving the beat to Thug is the whole fucking story here. Like, you getting your foot in the door is the hardest part that I can imagine, you know?
Yeah, bro. It's a lot, bro, you know? Yeah, man, COVID fucking hit. I was down, bro, just financially, mentally, I was depressed. And then, you know, like I said, growing up, yeah, I did listen to a lot of rock and metal, but, like, I was always obviously more in hip-hop, you know what I mean? That's just, like, what was more played. So when that time hit, like I said, I was down, I was sad. I started really listening to more metal and rock because I was depressed. I needed something emotion, like attached, you know what I'm saying? Some pain. And bro, like, regardless, I don't, like, in my opinion, metal, rock, all that, like what you said earlier when you walk, like, the vocals, the pain, the emotion in their voice, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear what they're going, what they've been through, what it is that they're talking about, that they mean it. Like, it's just power in that shit, bro. And that shit just drove me to a different, like, atmosphere. So I just wanted to replicate that. And, yeah, I started making hooks like that. Didn't even mean to. Like, I just was listening to rock just to listen to, not to try and gain inspiration to make any rock hooks. People were telling me, like, yo, you're tripping. Like, you got to put these out. I'm like, what? Like, chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, nah, I'm staying in my place. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you're here one day. Nah, you know how it go. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. Like, nah, you got to understand, bro. Like, this is it. Right. You're creating something new. You got to put this out. And I downed it for months. And then June hit, and that's when COVID was really going down, and, you know, protests and all type. The world was falling apart at that point. So I was like, you know what, fuck it. It's the worst thing that happened. June 19th comes around. First record I've ever dropped, Crush. That was the record.
Uh-huh.
A couple weeks later, Die Very Rough. And few other records after that. I only got, like, what, like 5 songs out?
Yeah, because just keep dropping, like, singles. Like, your iTunes is kind of funny because it's, like, project by project, but each project's only one song.
Yeah, I don't know why it's like that.
Yeah,
I can talk to people about that. But, see, Die Very Rough blew up months later because I shot a video for it, and that was my first music video ever, and it just instantly just went, you know? It's a blessing, bro, like, to have that happen to somebody. But now I love being an artist, though, regardless. Like, the shit's fucking fire. I'm inspiring people. Like, I love making the whole thing now because it's like I don't have to be dependent on, like, this person to make some, to, like, whatever it is that I'm thinking. Because there's a difference between a producer and a beat maker.
Right.
As a beat maker, you're just going to make the beat, whatever, they do the thing. Producer, Timberland, you know what I'm saying? Pharrell, them, they're going to sit there. They're going to critique the record, cultivate, all that. Mm-hmm. No, do this, do that. They might do some songwriting. So it's like, essentially, I'm doing that for myself, and I'm putting it all together, engineering it all. It's just cool that I could just get into, and it's fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just making the whole record from scratch and seeing the outcome.
Do you feel like you found, like, what you're supposed to be doing with the actual artist side of things, or is there a part of you that still feels like the production thing is more you?
Nah, I think the first one. I mean, I feel like it's both. Like, because production's still me. You know what I'm saying? That's the foundation, I feel like, at this point. I feel like it started there first, then... Like, I feel like unknowingly the universe prepared me without telling me. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, boom. Let's not tell him he's going to be an artist or put the energy out there. Let him focus on the music. Because the music essentially is the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? Acapella's not going to really sell.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need good music behind that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we do have records with acapellas, but I'm talking about, like music. We're driven by music. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? We, as humans, like, if you think about it, like, no human in this world hates music. I've noticed that. Like, we have people who, like, hate certain types of music, but, I mean, it's somebody out there who just loves the simple whistle sound. That's music.
Right.
Everybody in the world loves music.
There was a tweet that went viral recently by this Twitch streamer where he basically said that he never intentionally listens to music. And I feel like myself and a lot of other people were just kind of almost like offended or like shocked by that. Like, do you just live this like completely joyless existence that you don't have the need to like,
really?
Like music makes me incredibly
happy. Probably just listen
like,
to some dark ass shit. That's still music.
Right. Like, I, you know, yeah, incredibly happy. Like, even if it's the meanest, most violent, most terrible shit. Some, no, but he does. He said never intentionally listens to music. Isn't that weird?
I mean,
it's almost like impossible to imagine, right?
I think he's not. There's no way.
He said he listens to the news and he listens to podcasts and that's it.
So music doesn't come on in the podcast?
No, not always. Not on this podcast. You could avoid music by listening to...
I'm saying the podcast that he's talking about, probably.
Yeah. Like, I mean, maybe he heard like a 10-second intro.
Yeah, he hears music.
But, I mean, can you imagine that? Like, not... Like, if you didn't listen to music, wow, it would be so great because there would be so much music for you to find out about.
Yeah.
If anything, I feel like, damn, like... Sucks that I already know about all these bands, so I can't find out about them for the first time. That's why I felt it was weird, like during the dog face thing. I'm like, wow, all these people are finding about Fleetwood Mac now for the first time. That must be nice. Like all these songs, if you haven't heard them before, like listening to it the first time must be great.
Yeah.
Do you're a Fleetwood Mac guy, or is that a little outside your purview?
No, I'm listening to you. I'm actually gaining new information for you. I've never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. We got to put
their album or.
They have amazing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So you
rock band from the 70s. Yeah. You'd love it. What okay? So what got you into metal and stuff though? Like, what was your foundation of learning about all that stuff?
My dad, like, just growing up, just played like a lot of Pantera mainly.
Okay,
and you know, like I said, like a lot of classical music in that. One of my favorite artists ever that isn't in fact a rock artist, but in my eyes, he is a fucking rock star. I'm probably giving it away, but Michael Jackson!
Oh.
You're a goat and I love you!
Right.
Yeah.
You do.
A lot.
Since a child. They weren't able to dissuade you by telling you that he was doing all this messed up stuff. That didn't, no, it didn't really. You don't buy it.
Cap.
I mean, he's gone, so it's easy to just kind of, whatever. Right?
Damn.
I feel like a lot of people, like a lot of people I know, they don't want to hear it. They're not going to think about it. I'm gonna keep listening to him. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I love Michael, man.
Would you have slept over his house?
So what?
Would you have slept over his house when you were 12?
Yeah.
Just for the story.
Nah, I mean just to listen to a bunch of his old unreleased shit.
Imagine.
Yeah. Because I think he had a fucking circus in his backyard. I would have wanted to get on the circus while he fucking plays his unreleased shit. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, and plus my parents probably would have been with me anyway. So if anything were to go down, it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, hold it down, Mario Judah at the Neverland Ranch. Could have been your first show
at 12.
At 12,
wow, that would have been fire.
It seems like you have like a almost like a fascination with who you were prior to all this stuff happening because you've been posting like some older photos of you and stuff. It feels like a lot of artists won't do that until they're maybe later in their career,
And a lot of man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I kind of owe the world an explanation and a story of just where I come from and how I came. Because, like, now that I think about it, Adam, now that you're bringing this up, I mean, I guess it is kind of an ordinary just kind of question. Like, where did you come from, bro? Like, what made you make this? Like, what made you have the vocals you have and put it on certain beats and the whole aesthetic, right? So,
right.
I guess, you know, I just, you're right.
It's weird to think that there was ever a world that we lived in which Mario Judah wasn't a person that we all knew about already.
Yeah, I was just Mario Douglas.
Douglas.
Yeah, man.
That's a hard name, though.
Thank you.
You like Doug?
When I went to military school, that's what they called me. Because we went by last names, you know. I was Cadet Douglas.
Quail Man.
Quail Man.
You put the belt on your head?
Hey, man.
Wait, so, okay, talk about military school. How bad did you have to fuck up before you ended up in there?
Dude, man, you know how you got to fucking... Be on your way to jail, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just fucking up bad, bro. Because, like, you know, all right, so I'm really glad you're asking this. This is literally something I wanted to talk about.
My parents used to always threaten to send me to military school when I'd be getting suspended when I was in elementary school and stuff. Really? So the fact that it actually happened to you, I'm kind of fascinated by.
Dude. All right. Hold on. Let me. Oh, man. All right, bro. So. Man, this is a crazy story. It gets me emotional sometimes, just like how far it came about. But fuck it though! We are men and we are about to talk about shit! Because yes! Let's go!
All right, there it is.
About 15, 16, years old of age. Going to high school, you know, being on the football team, whatever, you know, those pictures you've seen, like, obviously I was much slimmer then, right? So I was that guy, you know, girls, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying, into me and everything. And, you know, just getting into fights, just starting to hang around the wrong people. You know, I already got the attention of being like the popular kid or whatever. So,
And where were you located again? I forget, Florida?
No, Georgia. I'm from Georgia.
Georgia, right.
Yeah, well, I'm born in Flint, Michigan. I left Flint, Michigan when I was 7 and then went straight to Lawrenceville, Georgia.
So technically, you are my favorite Flint rapper.
Oh, okay.
Well, we got to put you up there with BFB, the Pac-Man, and Rio, the Young OG. I don't know.
But I just, like, I don't have much, like I said, I left there when I was 7. Yeah. So, like, I claim, like, you know, being from Atlanta.
I got you.
But even though I just said Lawrenceville, Lawrenceville is Gwinnett. That's actually where Migos is from. Just, I was moving back and forth from Gwinnett, Cobb, Fulton. But, you know, I just... In my lifespan, I've stayed more in Atlanta than anything. So I just said Atlanta.
Gotcha.
But, shout out to BFB Pac-Man.
BFB Pac-Man.
Yeah, I found out. I watched that interview you did with him. Love it.
I would love to see a shirtless picture of you guys together. Maybe we have some oil involved. I don't know.
Probably. He probably could do that.
He would definitely do that. He's on some sus-ass shit.
I'm not. But see, I sweat. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't need all that. It's kind of natural for me.
But like BFB the Pac-Man is always like looking for an excuse to say the gayest shit ever. As a joke, but it's like he always does it.
Hey, man, you know. But I love your music, though, bro. But,
he tweeted at me and was like, Adam, it was such a great interview. I loved sucking you. And I was just like, what the? Like, I've never known a rapper to, like, where did that come from? Anyway.
No, you know, all right.
He did not.
You did that for real?
He did not do that to me, for the record.
Why'd you say that? Where was camera? This one or that one?
Either way.
This one?
Yeah, this is you specifically, yeah.
Okay.
BFB.
So, why? Bro?
Why did you suck me? Or why did you tweet? Okay. Wait, where were we? We got a little distracted talking about where you were from. Okay, and so then you're in school.
All right. Shit. Yeah. I started fighting a lot and shit. My bad.
Who are you fighting? How are these situations unfolding?
I mean, most of it was just like, not most of it. I mean, I was a real ladies' man, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it was, you know, I used to have like 20 different girlfriends at the same time and shit, and they'd be dating other guys and shit. And
you didn't care?
Didn't give a fuck, you know. They'd find out and want to fight me. I never understood that, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, if she doesn't like you or she, then be mad at her. Don't get mad at me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, motherfuckers wanted their ones, and I gave it to them.
Especially in high school.
Yeah, and then it's like, I'm already on the football team and shit, so... I mean, you know, what? Not trying to talk my shit, but motherfuckers is getting their ass beat. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's what was going down.
So you were holding it down?
Yeah, I have to.
You could have been in the UFC.
I was boxing at one point. Well, yeah, I know it's hard to believe because I'm bigger now.
When was the last time you beat somebody's ass?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been 4 years because, you know, 4 years I've been making music. I didn't need to go out and party and shit. I was inside making beats.
Right.
Yeah.
As a rapper, that could benefit you, though. If you see anybody that you want to line up, you might want to just go for it, you know, get that academics post off and move along.
You know, I mean, I'm a guy. I'm a man. You know, I ain't out here pumping no shit. I'm still a human. But, yeah, you come over here with the funny shit, you can get rocked. That's for anybody.
I like it.
For real.
Do you you talk about being skinnier then, like, do you plan on getting back to that, or are you fully embracing?
Well, I mean, yeah, because I kind of want to do it just to inspire, you know? I feel like if I do it, it'll bring people more closer. Like, damn, like, we remember he was this size. Now he's this.
It's always available for you as an artist. Like, Action Bronson lost 100 pounds this year, and it's like everybody all of a sudden sort of like paying attention to Action Bronson because everybody's hyped that he lost that weight.
Yeah, I mean, that shit's inspirational, bro. Like, just, you know, seeing someone, you know, like that, you know, and then they just up and lose it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a very hard task for a lot of people to do.
Right. Really is. Do you feel like it has, gaining weight has in any way slowed the amount of girls that are interested in you, or is that no problem?
So let's talk about that. Yeah. So when I started making beats when I was 17, right? And I was, you know, that's when I had just got military school. I was still, you know, slim or whatever like that. And the day I started making beats, which was the day after I left, I just got hooked. Like I said, I opened up the program and didn't leave it till 18 hours later. Like I was working on it for 18 hours. And I just, at that point, I just was like, fuck this. I don't want to do nothing else. I don't want to have a girlfriend. Any friends that I had. Like, this is crazy. I know. Give me a second. This is crazy. It's you probably wouldn't expect any human to do this. Literally any homeboys I had, cut them all off. Good homeboys. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I still seen a bad influence. But either way, I knew that if I needed to make it, I need to focus on this shit. Nobody else needs to be around me and girls. Like, I didn't party, bro. I was smoking hella weed when I was 15, 16, bullshitting. Stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? I just was like, fuck that, bro. Like, I need to be on my fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? And, like, that's how I felt, bro. I was like, bro, there's nothing else I need to do. Like, there's no party or no bitch or nothing, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I was good. And now I'm, you know, here. You know, it paid off, bro. It's a fucking blessing. Like, I didn't feel like that shit mattered. So, like, you know, I mean, sometimes girls will hit me up now and shit. And, like, I won't really, like, you know, care because I kind of already had, like, that mentality of not giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Now, here and there, I'll you know, link up and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But I really don't. I care more about the music, bro, and just aspiring, getting back to the world.
If I were you, I would save your energy.
Yeah, bro.
The more random girls you put your dick in, the more you're just sort of giving away your energy.
I'm glad you said that, bro, because people don't understand, bro. Like, when it comes down to sex, bro, I'm really spiritual, bro. Like, real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's spiritual connection and shit. You know what I'm saying? You giving up your energy, like what you just said.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm very, you know, protective of that shit.
Hold the life force in. It's like the same thing with
rock shit. Like, rock star shit.
The worst thing I can imagine for your career is if you went and started doing a bunch of bullshit features with a bunch of random people.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing.
Yeah. Just, you know what I'm
saying?
Don't
give away the sauce. Keep the sauce. Keep it close.
I need you on the track, though.
I don't make
you know what? No, real shit, because I know I'm being funny. Deadass. Were you in a band growing up or anything? Or
I tried when I was like 14.
Really? Were you like, what did you, were your lead, were your front man or what?
I was yelling. I think I fucked my voice up like every practice.
Oh, that was the only time you ever tried?
Yeah, it wasn't really much of a secret, much of a serious effort. I think we only maybe practiced like 3 times.
Oh.
So it didn't go.
Yeah, I was wondering that, like, about you, like, because I know you're really into that. Like, were you, like, you know, guitar or anything? Or
I feel like in some weird way, I always kind of knew that I wasn't meant to be making music.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I never really rapped.
Yeah. Oh, you never tried rapping either?
I mean, fucking around with the homies, but I never got in the booth. I never made a song.
Never got in the booth?
No.
Oh. I'm surprised no one ever tried to get you on some, like, Morgan Freeman shit, like, just, you know, just narrating or something.
I did do an intro for YNW Melly one time.
No one's ever tried to get Adam to narrate on their track or intro or
you
nothing?
Think I fucked up because there was a YNW Melly song that I did the intro on because I was in the studio?
Did?
Yeah, but I made him take it off.
Oh, really?
And now when you think about it, it's like, damn, I could have been on that song. That would have been kind of cool, but fuck it. I didn't think it was me.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's crazy. No one's ever got Adam to, like, narrate some shit?
I turned it down. Okay. But anyway, so you're not giving the dick away.
I mean, you know, every now and then I might find a good bitch, you know what I'm saying, vibe or whatever like that, but I just really don't care, you know what I'm saying? I care about the music shit, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, giving back, because it's like this, bro. Like, I wouldn't be where I'm at without the fans, you know, believing in me and fuck with me for who I am, bro. Like, you got to think, bro, there's rappers coming out every day, and they're doing the same shit or whatever like that to try and get accepted, you know, doing this, that, and the other, and it works sometimes, but me, I came out totally different. You mean telling people still fuck with me? Like people around the world who love my shit accept me for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to talk about pulling up you bitches and they still fuck with me. That shit's amazing. So I, you know, I'm here for them, bro. I don't care about all that other shit, bro.
I really don't know who I would place you with anyway if I was gonna try to pick, like, a girl in the rap game or in the music world who I would see as, like, Mario Judah's, like, female equal. Like, it's kind of hard to think of who. I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see Mario Judah beating up a lot of rap game pussy, but I can't think of who would fit. Like, who's the other piece of this puzzle?
Not right now, at least. I mean,
no, yeah. Keep the energy.
I like Zendaya a lot.
Okay.
And Billie Eilish. You guys are very beautiful women. I respect you. And that's it. I don't, you know, it's not about sex and shit. Like, you guys are very respectful women. I appreciate what you guys are doing for the culture a lot.
You never met Billie Eilish?
Never have. I would love to meet Billie Eilish, though.
I would love to know what she thinks of Mario Judah.
She probably, I don't know. She probably thinks I'm innovative and being unique as well as she is.
She definitely knows. There's no way she doesn't know.
Yeah. If she does, I'm honored. Really am. I love your music.
There you go. Hey, so, okay, military school. We kind of strayed from that story about exactly what happened. You were fighting in school a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
And then your parents had just had enough at a certain
point? Yeah, so I know I strayed. Okay, no, so it's fine. It's just, yeah, bro, like, you know, just it was bad, bro. It was getting, because it's like, you know, I growing up, I wasn't like a bad person. I was a nice guy, you know what I'm saying? But just as growing up, and you know, parents, you know, splitting up, and you know, I know I'm putting that out there. I'm sorry, mom, dad, I love you, but it was a lot of shit I was going through, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm glad I never got into the, you know, streets and shit. I mean, yeah, we come from that, you know what I'm saying? But I really appreciate my parents, like, you know, just really, you know, regardless of their relationship, they held it down for the kids. They, like, I was just with them last night. Like, they're laughing and shit together. Like, that shit made me really happy, you know what I'm saying?
So they had a co-parenting type situation, yeah, where they weren't together, but they were both.
And it was good. It was good family vibes, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope.
Yeah, bro, I really appreciate that. But at times, you know, it got hard, bro. Just us. You know, I've been to probably, what, like 40 different schools in my lifetime?
40.
Yeah, I was just moving around, bro. So I never had a best friend growing up.
Because of your dad's job, or why were you moving around so much?
I don't, just mom, dad. But each time they would live somewhere else.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? So
40 is an insane number.
That's just, I don't even know. It could be more. You know what I'm saying? That's just an estimate.
Right.
You know, lifetime. You know what I mean? Probably 60. Who knows, bro? Just, it was a lot, bro. I'm just, you know, I'm just blessed to be here where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, just, you know, it was a lot of built up anger at one point. You know, and just, you know, letting that shit out, you know. And then when that started fighting more, sometimes I wasn't even always liked, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was kind of, it started getting to where I was liked for the wrong reasons.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like motherfuckers didn't want to be around me no more because they thinking I'm a bully or some shit.
Right.
Like, no, I'm not a bully. I'm a good guy. Like, don't look at me like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to hurt nobody, you know? So, yeah. And then I just built up a lot of anger, bro. You know, I was staying, me and my dad were staying with my cousin in one room together. Like,
oh, wow.
Me and my dad had to sleep in the same bed, bro. Like, in this tight ass, closed ass room. And then when I got out from military school, I come back, you know, started making beats. Like, we had a closet, and I used to sit in the closet while he's sleeping in the bed and get up, wake up for work for the next day. I'm in the closet, hunched in, just making beats all night. He'll wake up, come back from work, I'm still working on the same beat. So, yeah, bro, like, it was a lot. We went through a lot.
What was the military school experience like?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah,
and
okay.
How much did that change you? And how strict was
it? Yeah. So before it went in, obviously just all over the place, you know, didn't give a fuck. But going in, bro, it was it taught me what people's intentions are of you. Like, you know, going in, they always said, all right, look, y'all all in here, you better not trust nobody in here because everybody in here ain't going to be your friend. They always stress that shit. And, you know, I'd have homies that, you know, you start bonding, having a bond with inside, you know, your bunk buddy, whoever. And, you know, sometimes they will switch and do this. And it just started, like, you know, like, letting me see the world more. You know what I'm saying? And just being in this closed-ass environment where obviously there's no fucking phones, or phones is left at home.
Uh-huh.
We wear the same shit every day. These BDUs is what they call them, like these, you know, these gray, the barracks is where we stay at.
Right.
It's like bunks, like probably like 60 bunks in there. With a bunch of random dudes all across the country, random people, anything could go down at one point, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like you had to hold your ground. You know, it was kind of like survival. We have to wake up at 5 a.m. every day and do PT. PT is personal training.
Right.
So that's going out and physical training, excuse me.
Do you think that had a good effect on you by, like, forcing you to have some discipline and
shit?
Yeah,
discipline, you know, screaming at you, get down and left, right.
Right.
Parade, rest, you know what I'm saying? Forward, march, left, you know what I'm saying? It's just like a lot of shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, and like, you know, when you're not used to that shit, bro, like, and you can't do nothing about it. Cause if you try to buck back or whatever, like, they send your ass to jail.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you try to, you know what I'm saying? Your whole life fucked up. I wasn't trying to go through that. I knew that I had aspirations. So, as a man, you just kind of just had to just go through it, bro.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That shit, you know, but it taught me a lot, though. Like, I came out mature. Definitely didn't want to be partying and bullshitting because I didn't want to go back, bro.
But it didn't make you lose your sort of eccentric nature that makes you who you are, because, like, when you think about what they're doing in military school, they're kind of like trying to beat the Mario Judah out of you. They're trying to beat that crazy creative side
see,
out of you.
I see what you're saying.
But, like, they're trying to take that artistic wildflower child that...
The wild parts. I wasn't even making music then, but I see what you're saying.
They're trying to, like, make you sort of like a stock individual who falls in line and is able to do a job.
Yeah. You know,
they don't want you to be all this.
Yeah, they don't want you to have that I don't give a fuck attitude. Like, you know what? It's funny because, like, essentially, like me, I have this I don't give a fuck attitude. I don't give a fuck about shit. That's rockstar.
And it survived the military school, which is what I find kind of fascinating.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Well, then, I don't know, bro. I mean, I guess it was different circumstances. Like, just like as like growing up, not really growing up, more like after I got out, I always had this mentality like, you gotta do what you gotta do. So like when after I got out, when I had to stay in this, you know, this room where like I'm staying with like four of the different people, like in a tenant situation where like a guy, he rents a house and he has four different people living there. I had to do that. I had to rent a room for like $500 a month. It was trash, but I had to go through it. Mm. Like, yeah, I got this, I don't give a fuck attitude, but like I'm smart with like, I don't give a fuck, meaning like I'm not gonna go out and just fucking kill somebody on the side of the street. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, you, yeah, don't give a fuck, but don't be dumb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, but my I don't give a fuck is just basically like just on some do what you want, like live your life.
Did you in any way like take that work ethic that they were trying to instill into you and take that to making beats? Because it sounds like you were beyond obsessed with it.
Yeah, because I would, like I said, I wouldn't even like make it beats, and it happened like I just got randomly introduced to it when I got out. But yeah, it was already like a work ethic. Like motherfuckers used to make us, like when we got there, bro, like imagine like 20 motherfuckers screaming at you doing this or whatever, and like standing in front of the shower and you got 1 minute, like 60 seconds to take a shower.
Right.
Literally, like they were making us like fucking hurry up. Like you go in, 60 seconds, come out, next guy goes in. Like, right. It was trash, bro.
But what does that do to you mentally? Is it making you scared of people and like
I don't know what it did, bro. Like it just fucked, like just that shit was just like, bro, like who the fuck wants to only take a shower for 60 seconds? Like I'm a human.
Right.
Like I want to take a good fucking shower.
Even in prison they let you in there for a few minutes or some shit, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've never been.
Right.
Hopefully never.
But I've never heard about them being on like a super strict clock in there.
Nah, 60 fucking seconds, bro. Then, you know, good, you're doing good. You might get 5 minutes and shit, you know. Fucking trash, bro.
Damn. It still does sound kind of cool, though, just the having to, like, work out really hard and all that.
Yeah, now that aspect is what I took from it, though. Because, like, even though it was trash, and it's funny, this is the worst I've ever spoke about it. Because usually when people ask me about it, I'm like, yeah, man, it changed me, it helped me, it matured me, you know what I'm saying? Because essentially that's what it did.
It didn't make you want to join the military?
No. At one slight point, I did want to do it, you know? Because we were on a National Guard base in Fort Stewart.
Uh-huh.
So that's, it's different. You got National Guard, Army, you know, Navy, you know, different stuff. I think what I probably would have did if I were to go would probably been like Air Force.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to be smart as fuck to do that shit. You gotta have a high ass score on your test. So
you were meant for more than that. No disrespect to them.
Yeah. But I'm just glad I'm here now doing what I'm doing to also inspire them. You know, when they're going out in the war and they're fighting, you know, protecting our country, bro. You know what I'm saying? I make the music to fuel them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they can get back home to their families and be happy.
Definitely. Yeah. So does it touch you with the Five Finger Death Punch stuff that we were having the conversation about? This band's one of your favorite bands that like a lot of their stuff is sort of like specifically tailored to the military experience.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like I love them, but like in recent times, because I it's weird, growing up I didn't really watch a lot of music videos. I always wanted to listen to the music because I don't know why, you know what I'm saying? But
when you watch the music video for their shit, it sort of adds like a different dimension to it, right?
And in the recent times, like, you know what I'm saying, I start finding out like that's what their music was for. It was like war and all that, like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, wow, like, I respect that a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like what you were saying earlier, I was like, wow, I didn't know that. I found out recently, but yeah, that's crazy, bro. Like, I respect that about them. Shout out Ivan Moody, man, I love you.
You fuck with that guy?
Oh yeah.
He's an interesting dude. I watched this video that went viral of him sort of screaming at somebody in the crowd and telling them, like, because I guess he threw somebody on his head in the mosh pit or some shit.
Yeah.
And he was just fully, like, calling him out for, like, 7 minutes on stage, calling this fool out. It was pretty intense.
Wow.
Viral.
Star shit.
That sounds like him. Those vocals right there sound very inspired by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a legend, man.
Who are your other, like, people that you've looked at in metal or, like, outside of rap that has made you sort of, like, vocally been inspired by? Because, like, that style of vocals, really, like, I don't think we really heard anybody in rap utilize that sort of
style. I mean, like, all right, so.
Like, the aggressive but clean vocals.
Right.
Like, not a growl or, like, a scream. It's more of a nice little howl.
So, at the end of my, you know, my vocal yells, when I go, ugh, yeah, like that, I get that from Phil. A lot, because he used to do it all the time.
Phil Anselmo from
War of Mouth. Like, you can hear it all in War of Mouth, like how he used to do that at the end of his shit. I get that a lot from him. A lot of the melodic comes from Ivan, obviously. And the raspiness, melodic, and also like that all mixed together. Like, yeah, that's Ivan, but also like Breaking Benjamin a lot. Mm. Like them three, I always say are like my favorite.
Right.
It's like that's what like that's me, you know. That's like that cultivates like what like the sound essentially.
Definitely, I think me and you, we need to text each other back and forth bands and like albums and songs.
You got a playlist and shit. Like you got a playlist or.
I definitely don't have a metal playlist or anything like that, but I'm open to it because there's just like a million bands that I would like to like get your thoughts on or like show you some shit.
Yeah, yeah, bro, fuck yeah,
like, and vice versa.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Zilla did that for me recently. I reached out to him because
really, that's interesting. Were you a fan of him before you started popping?
Because I found out about him probably like 2 years ago, and he was doing like this hard ass like rock on these crazy ass beats. So I'm not like a long, like I said, if I ever been a fan of someone, it was Chief Keef, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like he kind of blew up in recent years too, right?
Zilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy is I feel like Zilla, you know, like because they were around 6ix9ine before 6ix9ine blew up, and I feel like they kind of like a lot of their style, 6ix9ine sort of took it and ran with it and made it huge. And I feel like Zilla never really got his just dues. Like he really... Yeah. Stylistically was very far ahead of his time, and I hope the world gives him his flowers at some point.
No, he needs it, bro. He's a good guy. I reached out to him, you know what I'm saying? Because the reason why I'm being particular when you asking that question because like I'm not gonna you ask me about him, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, yeah, man, fucking yeah, I love him, you know what I'm saying? Like I got into him probably like a couple years ago, and I would listen to him every now and then, but I loved his character, right. I loved what he stood for, I loved his energy when he would perform. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Him, So Smooth, all them. I love So Smooth's drip, by the way, bro. Your pants is insane.
So Smooth, craziest pants.
Yeah, too. Bro, he has some craziest. Yeah, I need that shit, bro.
That's definitely. Real. City Morgue definitely have the most patches on their jeans of anybody else in the rap game. That's a fact, yeah.
Yeah, bro, I need some of that shit, really.
But, that's rock star shit.
Definitely. But yeah, man, good people, man. Real good people.
Were you a 6ix9ine fan at one point?
No.
Never got into it?
No.
Well, there's a lot of people in rap who can't say that, myself included. We were banging Gummo.
No, not me.
It's like you don't want to speak on him.
I don't know. I just didn't. I mean, because I knew where it came from.
You're post 6ix9ine.
You said I'm post 6ix9ine.
Like as an artist, like you just like the fact that you came out after 6ix9ine is kind of crazy because it's like we all lived through this. We're all traumatized by it.
Yeah, but he was kind of what would I say? He was weird about. I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, he's done a lot of goofy shit in this industry for what?
Yeah, not a good guy.
But with that being said, I know that there's obviously things on my end that I need to clear up that a lot of people might probably, if they don't know me or know the story behind it, might consider goofy.
Like what?
And, well, we all know. Whole lot of red, Playboi Carti, which in fact is a legend. But
do you look at that as possibly being like a misstep? I saw some YouTuber make a video where he was kind of like, yeah, Mario Judah is sort of playing into this meme too much. He's like sort of risking this becoming too much of his brand as opposed to like him just being a talented artist.
I was waiting for you to bring this up the entire time. That's why I'm saying it.
Right.
Because I like literally when it comes to interviews and just you, I want you to ask me anything, bro.
Right.
You know, because the world deserves answers, right?
Yeah.
And for the people who don't know me, they might think like, this is his, like, they probably don't even know the rock shit, and they just heard that, you know what I'm saying? Which, you know, that's cool. That's why I'm at No Jumper, to talk about it to the world and clarify.
I've had Ya Biz stuck in my fucking head for, like, 2-3 days. That's a really, crazy really catchy song. And I don't think on your whole lot of Red, I don't think I understood one word you said.
None.
But somehow it's still in my head, probably more than anything off whole
Well, lot of Red. Man, when you listen to a lot of Carti, because see, Carti was in the Chief Keef growing up. And like Cardi's energy when he would do on his you know songs and the and you know what I'm saying, just like his energy, like that's it just had a bounce to it. So I listened to a lot of Cardi, that's why I was able to do that. Mm. But yeah, man, let's talk about it. Yeah, another segment. I like how we're doing it because it's like it's segments. It's like different seasons to the story, right?
Mm.
Different chapter. We went through this. Now we're talking about this. Talk about more shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's how it should be in interviews all the time. Yeah.
Like a right. wrestler.
Yeah, they reached out to me too.
WWE. Yes. Oh my god.
Crazy, right? Crazy.
I need to see you jumping off the top rope, bro.
Dude, I mean, that's what we grew up on, bro. Like, everybody grew up on that shit. Like, it didn't matter what type of kid you were in, bro. You feel me? You were fucking with WWE, bro.
Can't you see this dude jumping off the top rope? Ooh.
Yeah! Let's go!
Need that.
Fuck yeah! All right. I heard that. Good one. Can I do it?
Okay.
That was fake. I tried it.
I'm drinking coffee. I'm getting a little indigestion.
You fuck with coffee a lot? You when you growing up, did you drink a lot? Were you one of them kids, young-ass kids, like drinking coffee and shit?
No, I didn't really start drinking until maybe like 23, 24 is when I started becoming daily coffee.
I just don't understand that, bro. Like, motherfucking kids like talking about any coffee. Like, bro, sit down. You were energetic as fuck. We were young. We were 10 years old.
But if I had known about coffee when I was in high school, I definitely would have started drinking coffee every day. It took me a little while to like figure out like, oh, it makes you hyper. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like, bro,
I can use this.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, yeah. So, you know.
Whole lot of red.
Yep.
Your campaign.
Yep.
Talk about it. Reflect on it.
Man. Man, I just really wish, you know, we would have had the album 2 years prior. Now. Or three, I think, now.
They said he made like 15 versions of the album. So what we're hearing, it could have been completely different if he had put it out 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But let's talk about it. So one day, I went to the studio and you know what? I'm going to go way, way back. I'm going to go back to where, like probably 2 years prior, when around the time when he was talking about this, right? So, yeah, him talking about dropping and everything. I'm a fan just like anybody else who has 300 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm commenting under his post. Yo, drop the album. We want the album.
Drop it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Please drop the album, bro. Like, yo, like commenting and doing what everybody else was doing and still was doing up until he dropped, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I always had a plan if I were to blow up to try and get this man to drop his fucking album. Because I really wanted to hear. I mean, bro, he has really loyal fucking fans, myself. We wanted to hear his shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a rock star. We really wanted to hear his shit. So, boom. I come out with Die Very Rough. I did it. I fucking beat the Chico. I'm up now. I blew up. All right. So, you know, and it's kind of crazy what I'm doing because, like, essentially, like, you know, a lot of artists, rappers, whatever, especially in the hip-hop world, you don't really see where, like, someone's going out their way to show love to another artist. Like, it's more like this ego. I don't give a fuck. I met Komethazine the other day. Told him, bro, I love your shit. Before I was doing this shit, I loved your shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. Trippie Redd, all meeting everybody, recently letting these people know, like, paying homage. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's good to be straight up about it.
Yeah, bro, like, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, the ego and all that, but we're humans, bro. Like, we're inspired. We listen to shit. We're fucking humans. It's music, you know? Excuse me, sorry.
No, definitely. And, I mean, you're someone who kind of wears your influences on your sleeve.
Yeah, bro. I don't mind telling anyone because it's all about inspirations. Like, I want, you know, people right now who are, like, 13 years old, 14, you're watching this, 15, 16, and you want to be an artist one day, I want you to be able to look at me and figure out what I was inspired by and listen to that or continue to listen to different music and be inspired, bro. Listen whatever you want. You don't have to be me. Listen what you want, bro. Just be make what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, you know what I'm saying? Do what the fuck you want. Your parents tell you to do this. You want to be a doctor, but you really want to be a tennis player? Be a fucking tennis player. Who gives a fuck? You want to be a whatever, you know? But you want to fix cameras? Do that. Fuck it. But yeah. So, boom, I blow up. Die Very Rough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lit. And you know, I'm already you know, meme and everything, which is funny. Like, I didn't know it was gonna take a meme route, but it did, you know. So at that point, you know, what you gotta do, write it. So you write it, you know, yeah, you know, hey, you know. Then first it went crazy on Twitter, as we all know. Went crazy on Twitter and TikTok took it. So yeah, that's when it became a meme, right? Cool, you know, I'm lit, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with that, whatever, you know. I make people smile, I guess. Fuck it. You know what I mean? I'm inspiring people at the same time.
But was it weird to just have so many people paying attention to you and in many cases, like, laughing and, like, finding some element of humor in your existence?
Yeah, no, I was actually happy, though. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the jokes about it, the Luigi Judah.
Well, that's funny that that's an old joke because we had an artist that we actually have queued up that we're going to show you at some point that the comments were calling him both Luigi Judah and Wario Judah.
Wario Judah, that's another one.
So you have, like, clones of sorts. I don't know if I want to call them a clone.
I have clones.
We have somebody we're going to show you after that. They call them Wario Judah.
Of me? Wow, I'm inspiring people already?
That's what I'm saying.
All right, cool.
They're out here. It didn't take long.
Wow. Yeah, that's a blessing, you know. Whether it be negative or even positive, as long as, you know, if I inspire you to do whatever, you know, cool.
I felt like the Mario Judah thing.
And what I mean by that, I mean, like, if you know, trying to, I don't even know how to explain that. Like, because based on your music, like, what it would be about or that person, you know what I'm saying? If I inspired you, of course, I would want it to be for the positive, but as long as I inspired you to do whatever. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, we'll check it out by the end of the podcast. Yeah, but I wanted to ask you, so I felt like there was the Mario Judah thing came along. We're all like seeing you. We're consuming the music. We're all kind of shocked and everything. And then the Rolling Loud shit happened. And then and then you went viral a bunch of times.
Yeah, it was like
from there, from the Falling Down thing.
It still goes on.
Drewski's reaction to you and his conversation with you, like it was just kind of over and over, like everybody just beyond fascinated.
I don't know, man. I just got this. Like I just went viral an hour ago before I came here.
For
like,
what?
Just random shit, like a fucking video. Like, all right, so I'm at a hotel, and this is actually my homie, but. Yeah, it's like, God, no, this wasn't an hour. Well, I found out about an hour ago, but I think it was like a couple of days ago or whatever like that. But like, I'm just on the fucking balcony of a hotel. And then he looks, he's like, yo, Mario Judah, I found him. I bet you won't throw the chair off the thing. And I was about to do it. I don't give a fuck. You know? And he's like, no, don't do it. You know, but
don't throw a chair off a balcony because Toronto, Drake took her out of his video because she did that.
Yeah, I was about to. I didn't give a fuck, but I thought about it and was like, no, let me not. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Yeah.
That's all I'm here for.
It is weird how, like, a lot of the stuff that you think is funny when you're, like, 18 and you're, like, just in high school being a shithead, getting drunk, throwing shit out and, like, breaking stuff, putting people's lives in danger, it just seems like it's funny.
I got drunk the first time on New Year's, but go ahead.
But then you get famous and all of that stuff, like, oh, you threw a chair out the window, well, you put somebody's life at risk, so we hate you and we're going to
really glad
you.
I didn't do that because who knows where I would be right now if that really did happen.
What'd you get drunk off?
Ciroc.
How was that? Did he? Did he came over?
Nah, just I was I was at a friend's house and they had it and No, that's not where it started. I got like fairly buzzed, but I took some home. Uh-huh. The very next day, I drunk like half. A few days later, so I went and got my own. I was like, look, I want to try to shit for myself and be on my own terms, be by myself, which I always am, but whatever.
Right.
By myself, what I'm talking about. I'm always by myself, making music and shit. But anyways, so I get a Ciroc, and I drank like half of it, but I was eating Taco Bell first.
Definitely combo.
Yeah, and I was wondering, like, why the fuck am I not getting drunk? So, like, I don't have a lot of alcohol knowledge. I don't know what goes on. So I look it up, like, yo, like, because I think I heard someone say before, if you eat a lot or eat whatever, then you won't get drunk. So I looked it up.
Very important part of drinking is to eat a lot before you drink. You know?
Yeah, and I look it up, and apparently if you eat a lot, then it'll take longer, or in fact, you might not even get drunk, depending on how much you ate. So I drink half this shit, and I'm just, like, not, you know. So I went to bed. I'm like, fuck this shit. So I woke up the next morning. I was like, man, I'm up. I'm on an empty-ass stomach. I'm going to try this shit for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, because I wanted to see it. Everybody always talks about it, and I grew up always saying, bro, fuck that shit. Like, yeah, I smoked weed, but I was always against alcohol. But not against it, but I was just like, I'm not going to go overboard with that shit ever. Like, I used to sip around, but I never got, like, crazy like what I'm about to tell you now. So, yeah, woke up, empty-ass stomach. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Drunk half of the rest of the half. Like, it was a big half, too. It was like, you know, like, I considered this probably half.
Of alcohol? That's a lot of alcohol, yeah.
Yeah. Half is usually half.
Right.
But no, we're half. And what, the Diddy bottles are what? Like, probably like somewhat, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Half a bottle of Ciroc on an empty stomach. That'll do it.
Yeah. So that fucking happens. And, yeah, I was tweaking. I was laying on the ground. My cheek was making out with the ground a lot.
And this is just in the morning? This is you by yourself?
Yeah, it was going down. I was trying to play Call of Duty. Wasn't fucking working. I was getting killed left and right.
Uh-huh.
That night was fucking crazy. I'm just glad I didn't do no dumb shit and leave the house or whatever.
You don't think it's for you? Drinking?
Yeah, not for me, man.
It's ruined many a great artist.
I like feeling myself. I don't want to feel like something's taking over me and controlling me, essentially. Right. Like, if I do some dumb shit, I want to be held accountable, not something else. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do cocaine either.
Never. Fuck no. Not for me. I mean, I don't have any against anybody who does it. Do your thing, you know? That's the type of rocks this year you aren't. Do it, man. Fuck it, but not me.
Don't drink lean either. Also, thing I'll just throw out there. That shit just slow you down,
bro. You're a real role model.
It's
man.
Just
an real shit.
Just my advice, you know. Mm-hmm. I've just seen it too many times.
Real role model, man. Look, he's telling you rappers just coming up. You don't have to do that shit, bro. Adam's saying that, bro. Adam 22, bro.
I would kind of like to hear what the Mario Judah lean album would be like. I don't think it's worth it personally. Like, I don't know. Lean brings out something out of artists sometimes that's a little different.
I mean, I don't think any. You're right.
That's what whole lot them, of Red. That's what I blame whole lot of Red on.
Yeah, for them. But
that's kind of in the name.
But. The music that I like, you know, Five Finger, Breaking Bad. I don't think they were drinking lean.
No,
they were. You know,
they were drinking Bud Light.
Yeah.
And Afghani tears.
Yeah, and I don't even drink that. So I'm good with water. You see, I've been drinking. Can I have another one, please? Please.
I'm only on a half for the day. It kind of sucks.
I really love water a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Shout out Ugly God. Water. Water. Water.
He got mad at me the other day. Not mad, but like, he texted me.
Really?
He was like, bro, why are you giving out producer sauce?
Mm. I'm like what?
It's a plugin called Expand 2. Mm. I'm letting everybody know, man. I do not give a fuck, Ugly God. Let the people know, man.
Ugly God.
We're out here to help people.
Shitting on your whole agenda.
Fuck it. You know, I guess in the interview I spoke about it, and he wasn't mad. He was kind of playful, like, yo, bro, come on, don't tell people the sauce. Mm. You know, I'm out here to let people know, man. Shout out Ugly God, man. You're a legend, man. You've done a lot to cultivate the culture, bro, and what you've done.
Ugly God, Mario Judah?
No offense, probably not. No offense. You've done a lot for the culture, but I wasn't that into his music when I was getting into it. I see, like, a lot of people. Like if I like you, it's for different reasons. Like, I might respect what you did, or I might appreciate what you did for this. You know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, like, I'm not gonna ever, yeah, man, fuck yeah, this person's fire. I was into this person. Like, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate what he did, but I didn't listen to it.
Ugly God got some heat though, and his last project, honestly, I fucked with.
You did? Oh, cool.
Yeah,
good friend.
He's underrated.
Adam 22 fucks with your shit, man. That's fire.
If I was a rapper, perhaps I would be doing that.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Whole lot of Red.
Oh yeah,
we still never really got to the. She's giving him three waters.
Yo, thank you.
I like that.
Oh yeah,
Laura, blessing.
Drink more water. Judah.
Do you think that it was in any way misguided, the whole lot of Red promotional strategy that you kind of embraced?
I didn't find out it was promotional until recently. I didn't know I was gonna gain whatever from it. Like, I just wanted his album, and we got it. And We'll get to that. Hold on. Let me not move too fast.
That's kind of the interesting thing, though, is that you can't just do something now. Everything you do is going to be perceived of as you doing something to get something. You know, like, you making a joke is
get
now
his album. Yeah.
You doing this to get on, to go viral is how people will perceive shit, which is kind of interesting.
I don't know. That's why I like for now. You know, I mean, if something like that, you know, were to happen again, go to an interview and speak about it.
Right.
You know? So, but yeah, was a super diehard Cardi fan. For the people who don't know, yeah, loved Cardi a lot, still do, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, was came out with Diver Rough, whatever, lit. So I was like, at one point, I'm at the studio. I'm like, you know what? I made it. I'm here. You know, I got a platform. I'm gonna use it for good. I'm gonna use it for the good, for a good cause. So I hop on my, and this is when I was in the Red Room, the rest of it. I got the fucking ramen noodle shirt, the one y'all, you know, was fucking with and posting and shit, everybody. That's when it happened that day. And I just happened to be in a Red Room because I hadn't really been in a Red, like, studio like that. And I just was getting a lot of, I think I was listening to Cardi just, like, randomly, just on some inspiration shit. Mm-hmm. Like, just not even inspiration. I just love his music. This shit's fire. And, because, like, when I say not inspiration, because I don't make music like him. You know what I'm saying? I might make the beats that he would rap on, but I don't think, like, in general, for my own music, I would ever try and make a Cardi sound. I'm like way opposite of him, you know what I'm saying? But I know that's funny to say because I did do that, but we're gonna get to that point as to why,
right?
But which most people, for the especially, you know why I did it, you know, was to get him to drop the album,
right?
You know, what rapper wants to be getting copied in order, you know what I'm saying? So I knew that would urge a point to get him to drop. Like, that's my only way of, like, well, I can't just drop the album. Like a lot of people say drop the album. He still didn't do it.
Right.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. So let me get back to it. So I'm in that room. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I need to figure something out to get him to drop the album for the world. We need this. The world needs it. We've been through a lot. World needs it, bro. Like, you know, so I went in there and screamed loud at Cardi. I yelled at him. Yeah. I yelled at Cardi, man. I screamed very loud at him.
Uh-huh.
And I pleaded and begged in a more aggressive way, you know, I'm a Taurus.
Cutting wrestling. It felt like a wrestling promo.
Yeah. I didn't know it was promo at that point.
Hulk Hogan, you will face me at SummerSlam. That kind of thing, you know? Cardi, put on your album or I'm going to give you a wedgie. Yeah, that kind of thing.
I guess it turned out like that. I mean, you know, I guess where the Rock Flunes comes in, you know? But, I just wanted this album. You know, I knew that the Cardi supporters who are also, you know, I'm a supporter, would relate and agree. And if anything, would try to relay the message, in which happened. I wanted the world, you relay the message as well on your platform, everybody else, whoever, relay the message. So, you know, we ended up getting that day, in fact, because that day, all right, how it happened was I'm in there chilling, and I'm just looking through shit. I think it might have been your shit, but somebody said that he's dropping December 6th. So that was a week prior. That was on a Sunday. December 6th was a Sunday. So a week prior was whatever day. I don't know what that was. That's when I made that Red video. I'm on the phone screaming and shit, and that's why I'm telling him, like, look, fuck this shit. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's been 2 years. You have a week. We need this shit now. Because I know it's done. I know you have songs. Don't even try it, bro. Like, it's been 2 years.
Like, this is your only job.
Your only fucking job, bro. Like, give us the music.
It takes like 5 minutes to make a song sometimes.
Especially for him, because he just goes in. Like, that's what I appreciate about him, Thug, Keed. Like, they just go in. They don't give a fuck.
Some of those songs on the album definitely took 5 minutes.
I wouldn't be surprised if everyone did. You know? Cardi's good at what he does.
It took me like
5 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
You know? Because I know how, you know, as a producer, you kind of get, you know? So that's why probably a lot of people were shocked that it sounded so good, because I'm a really good producer. I got a good ear. But anyways, yeah. So gave him the ultimatum, December 6th. I really didn't want to do it. I was, because I just, like, I wanted to hear his music. I could care less to make Cardi songs. Like, that's not even what I do. But, you know, I was like, fuck this. The culture needs this. Hip-hop needs this. The world needs this. I'm going to do it. Fuck it. I'm going to put my career on pause after cultivating an entire genre to get someone else that I fuck with to drop their shit, because I genuinely love their shit.
So you really feel like you put your own content on pause to sort of do this?
Well, that's what I did. Yeah, right. That's definitely what I did. And I, you know, did that, and December 6th came around and he did not drop. So I was upset that day. I was really mad, you know. So as time got on, when I kept making videos, it got more aggressive because I was upset. So December 6th came and Big Yak came out.
Right.
You know, so that comes and did like 1.5 in the first day, which is that was great. That was amazing. I was happy, but I was pissed that the fucking album wasn't out. I'm like, yo, like, we want your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about a mention, a acknowledge, a retweet, a nothing. I don't, a DM. Like, I just wanted your album.
But does it piss you off or upset you in any way to think that maybe Cardi thinks you're a mark or that you're, like, weird for doing this? Because I saw that one of his artists allegedly tweeted out, fuck Mario Judah.
Yeah.
I don't know who the artist was necessarily.
Yeah, which I found out about that recently. I didn't know that. Right. I mean, as a fan, it kind of hurt me because it's like, damn, like, I just wanted your music, bro. Like, that's all I wanted. Like, I just wanted to hear your shit, like the millions of your other fans, bro. Like, we genuinely fuck with you. And I don't know, it kind of like, and even when I dropped the rest of Whole Lotta Red, which was just part one, you know, I did that because I was like, look, like, if he keeps fucking up, then it's going to keep going to part two, part three. I got on I got on My Live and spoke about it and said, look, we got to go up to part 100. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. Like, we need this shit. You know what I'm saying? And it just, like, I mean, if that's, you know, that happened, like, it kind of hurt me, bro. Like, I'm a fucking Cardi fan, bro. Like, and then y'all are saying, fuck me, and I'm just trying to do this to get your album. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
But you're very different than him in that you're having fun on social media and not taking yourself that seriously, and he's, like, not on social media almost at all and takes himself incredibly seriously, from my perspective.
I don't know, man. I mean, he never talks to his fucking fans, and it kind of hurts us. Like, I'm speaking from a fan perspective right now, and everybody who's watching this can relate to me, and if they were in my position doing me, they'd feel bad, too. Like, damn, like, I only did this. Like, yeah, motherfuckers could think whatever, promo, whatever. I had no idea it was promo. Like, everybody was posting. I was looking at it as they're relaying the fucking message. I didn't know I was going to gain 700 fucking K followers damn near from the shit. I kind of wish it didn't go down like that. I could care less about the attention. I just wanted the man's album. I really wanted his album. And that day, bro, when he finally dropped on Christmas, I mean, because I'm looking at it like, yo, you're dropping on Christmas? Oh, this is a gift to the world. This has got to be hard. Mm. I done did all this. He's finally dropping. He obviously know what's going on. He's heard what I'm doing. He knows that, you know, Mario Judah's pressuring him, whatever, because he needs to be pressured. It's been 2 years. Like, I'm going to speak for the fans, get him to drop. He drops. And I was sad, bro. And after that, and leading up to that, I was what? Like, posting a video damn near every day, speaking about Twitter, everything. Mm. Yeah, I didn't speak for, like, damn near 5 days, bro.
And how many times did you listen to the album in that period of time?
Bro, I listened to it probably, like, 34 times.
Did you grow more fond of it?
Nah, man. I'm still upset. I mean, it's a lot of great songs that he's posted snippet-wise that his fans want, that we want, and we're not on there. I mean, New Neon was on there.
Do you think that's coming on the deluxe, though? You think he's gonna come with all the stuff that the fans been?
I mean, I've been hearing that he won't do it. I mean, even if he does do it, it's like, I don't know, bro. We want that Cardi. We want that shit that we fuck with, bro. You know what I'm saying? I understand elevating and, you know, but to me and a lot of people, what was the problem? It sounded to us the community, it sounded like someone was trying to be like Cardi. Mm. That's what it sounded like. And it was just confusing. Like, who? Like, are you sure this is Cardi? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it just kind of like threw me off. Like, New Neon really sounded like Cardi.
Mm. It really felt like he tried to do something that was so punk rock and so like he really wanted to, with this project, I think, like, epitomize, like, he wants to be a rock star. He wants to be punk. He wants to sort of be the guy in rap who's doing something that's so different and so weird that people don't really even understand. And he's fucking with different vocal styles, and you can hear that he's sort of trying to do something that's a little more rock.
But see, here's the thing about that. Yeah, but he wasn't being vocal with us as his fans. So, you know, when he got on stage recently and did the thing, yo, like,
you said rock stars don't twerk.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Because because obviously we've had, you know, gay rock stars, bro. Freddie Mercury, come on, like, Queen, fucking legend.
You think Cardi might be gay? Or?
We're gonna talk about that. I don't know. I mean, if he is, he is. Table, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. He could be what he wants. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I've
he did conceive a child.
Huh?
He did conceive a child.
Yeah.
Although I suppose many gay men have.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, he is what he is if he is. But see, that's the thing. Like, if he is, which, I mean, that's what kind of shocked me and other fans. Like, because it's like, yo, you're being, like, so, like, invisible. Mm. Like, bro, we just want to talk to you.
But
like,
don't you think that's kind of what has built him up to be what he is now? Is
unfortunately,
the fact,
bro.
You know, like, if he was, I always kind of compare Cardi and Yachty. I'm like, Yachty is just out here. He's with the people. He's like he's very approachable, very accessible. He'll do a song with you. He don't give a shit. Cardi is like, you're going to see like one selfie of me every couple months, and I'm going to wait 3 years to put out this album, and everybody's just going to be sort of waiting. You know?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I understand, you know, the promo tactic behind it, but it just kind of sucks, man. It's like, you know, like, you just have genuine fans who fuck with your shit and listen to your shit and, you know, probably go through problems, probably went through suicidal problems, bro, and listened to your shit and felt like a cool-ass dude. Felt like he can get any bitch in the world, and now you're not trying to, like, you know, because you want to be a vampire now? Like, he just came out the blue with that at one point. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's a vampire now. Well, all right, cool, you know, he's a rock star now. Oh, okay, cool, you know. It's like he never, like, you know, explained. Like, did he ever explain why he wanted to be a vampire now?
I don't even think it's explicitly said that he is a vampire. The fans sort of realize, yeah, you're a vampire now.
Yeah, no. It's like, you don't even, like, talk about this stuff, bro. And it's like, we just, like, fans, like, want to know more about you, bro. Like, we love you and appreciate you. Like, can you talk to your fans, please? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really genuinely fucked with his shit, and that's why I did what I did. And when it came out, like, bro, my fucking name was trended on Twitter. Everybody was...
When it came out.
Yeah, it was trended. It was, like, number 7, bro. And they were like, yo, fuck this shit. Mario Judah, you have to drop part 2 now. You have to drop part 2 now. And I was just like, fuck. Like, I don't... Like, look, I know, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't... I only did that for that, to him to get his shit out. And, you know, but it wasn't good. So it's like, what does Mario Judah do? At that point, it kind of would make sense for me to come back and be like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to drop part 2 because you... Even though you dropped it, you know, you didn't give us what we waited 2 years, bro. Like, you let us down. You know what I'm saying? Then you put it on Christmas at that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't know, man. But
some people like it, though.
I mean,
not myself so much, but there's definitely some cool songs.
I mean, here's the songs.
I feel like that, Dying Thing.
Let me tell you, you like, I actually don't like
I kind of like that one.
This is the songs that I like, sort of, because it grew on me, and it's really because of the beat. On That Time, Meh.
You liked Meh.
Yeah,
it's not even actually on the album, though, is it?
Meh was on the album.
Was it?
Not at Meh, just Meh.
Oh,
or Me At Meh, because it's just M-E-H.
Okay.
Yeah. And Stop Breathing was hard. Ever since my brother died. That shit hard.
Yeah, that was.
I kind of like that shit.
Even though he.
Ever since my brother died, I've been thinking about homicide.
Wait, have you thought of.
I've been thinking about homicide.
Were you a fan of the original Gucci Take
Free
My Shirt
Nico
Off?
Biff. That shit hard.
Mm.
What? Sorry.
Were you a fan of the original Gucci Take My Shirt Off? Because it's such a great chorus, but I feel like, you know, he took it from an old ass Gucci Mane song, basically.
I mean, that's just respect on his end. He just, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, legend.
It's also like, it's like one of the better.
What's the word? Homage. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's one of
homage.
The better songs on the album, but it also, I feel like maybe a lot of his fans don't even know that that hook is from another song. But
yeah, I mean, okay. I mean, I appreciate him essentially, like, for even the cover art, you know, trying to, this rock star aesthetic. But I mean, bro, like, when we think of Whole Lot of Red, we think of Whole Lot of Red.
Mm.
If people don't understand, bro, your cover art means a lot.
Mm.
So, I mean, just me being a fan, and there was all types of fans, like, in these 2 years who would make, like, a whole lot of Red cover arts and everything like that, and we were pissed that he wouldn't even use one of them. So, like, when I made my cover art, I just made sure that I tried to think like Cardi, like, Whole Lot of Red. So I'm just sitting there in the cover art, and it was a lot of red, and people were saying, yo, fucking Mario Judas cover art is better than yours, Cardi, what the fuck? Like people were, like dead-ass saying that my cover art's harder than Cardi's. I mean, essentially it was, you know what I'm saying, because of the aesthetic look of it. But I definitely appreciate, like, you know, what he was doing, like, you know, the set homage for the rock influence, because, you know, a lot of people probably didn't know that. I knew what it was. Mm. You know what I'm saying? The magazine shit, so.
It is interesting that, you know, you still clearly feel very in touch with your fan personality.
Yeah,
and
man,
it's like,
because I'm famous now, I don't mean I can't fuck with your shit.
The industry, like, wants to push you away from that. Like, they don't want you. Like, you know, rappers don't really, like, comment on other rappers' albums. Like, they might say that they like it. They might say, go cop new Meek Mill album because I'm friends with Meek Mill, whatever. I mean, but they don't really, like, they're not coming out saying, like, oh, man, I thought the album was cool, but it wasn't that. You know, like, rappers just don't really review.
Oh, that fan
publicly.
Vibe.
You know, rappers just don't really, like, involve themselves in that. And it's kind of like it pushes you away from that, even though. It doesn't really make a lot of sense.
I don't know, man. I mean, they might look at it as like, you know, I don't want to make them upset or whatever. But me, like, bro, I just, a lot of his fans have a real attachment to his music. Like I said, like, you probably was a kid who wasn't that cool in school, didn't get a lot of bitches. As soon as they hear Cardi for the first time, now they feel like that dude, neither him. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, I mean, his music inspired a lot of people. And, like, we just expected a good thing. And, for the record, I mean, yeah, you know, he's talking about dropping a deluxe, which he has to, but even, like, he didn't even tell us when he's going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, bro, like, you just keep, like, just, bro, be vocal, bro. Like, when are you going to do that? Because it's like, it's going to come to a point, like, because I'm ready to get back on my rockstar show. I already announced that I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not dropping a bar show. I'm ready to get, like, my fans, like, are, you know what I'm saying? Like, and even the newer fans that I gained, they all actually fuck with the rockstar shit. Like, everybody does. I mean, everybody, like you said, like, the world, like, really appreciates what I'm doing, you know? But it's just like, you know, if he's not going to hold his end of the deal and give the world what they need, you know, I don't mind doing both, bro. You got baby rockstar and then you got teen rockstar.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm doing essentially is like the adult teen real rockstar. Yeah, yeah!
But imagine.
And I'll do the baby rockstar, which is Cardi, if I need to.
Imagine
if he don't drop.
You end up in a position one day where people, like, are, you know, where you have fans that are so, like, because it's kind of different for you because you haven't put out that much music.
Yeah.
But it's like Cardi developed this expectation for his music. And then he kind of found himself in a weird position where it's like he might have been putting out what he wanted, but then there's a completely different lane of what the fans wanted. And in this case, there's specific songs because they've heard big chunks of all
the
songs.
Man,
yeah.
Fans got you where you're at. You got Lambos and Geenings and Bentleys.
But if you make music to just make the fans happy,
well, see, there's a balance. You want what makes you happy makes the fans happy. That should be the balance.
Mm.
You know, what you make. Because the thing is, like, whatever you blew away, I would reckon that that's what you're into and that's what the type of music that you want to continue making. So why not just elevate in that music?
Mm.
You know, don't go. I mean, it's millions of ways you can do about your music. There's no rules, obviously, but it's like at the very least. At least tell us that, like, if you're introducing a new vibe, like, I guess what he did, at least be vocal about it. Like, hey, fans, I'm finna start, you know, being more aggressive with my vocals. Like, you know, I got a song called Stop Breathing. Ever since my brother, I'm finna start, you know, being hard with it. Right. No more baby voice. He could have sent some shit and let us know. You know what I'm saying? You just come out with it. It's like, yo, what's this? Like, what do you, you know, like, we weren't prepared for that.
I feel you. Okay, I want to know about what you're planning for your career. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of people wonder, man.
There's a lot of ways you could go with this. Like, I could see the Mario Judah first album or first project going in a lot of ways. Like, how, you know, rappers always do the thing where they just drop projects over and over and they call them mixtapes until one of them blows up and then they say, oh, that's my album.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're with it enough that you could, like, really have a crazy conceptual first album.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad that you haven't dropped, like, a EP or a project in general. Like, so we don't necessarily know fully, like, what's up your sleeve at this time. Right. But from what we can see with the Whole Lotta Red all the way to, the, like, the more, you know, operatic metal type stuff, it's just, it's clear that you have so many different styles that you are capable of. Like, do you want to put out a project where you just sort of, like, dial in on the sort of metal style, like, singing type vocal stuff? Do you want to do a project that includes all of these different styles?
Oh, great question, Adam. Thank you, bro. Like, I really like you, bro. Like,
I appreciate it.
I like you, like, just being a fan of you, bro, and being here, like, and, but me and you in person as well, like, it's a different vibe. You have a really good energy. I really appreciate that. Like, just I know I'm going off topic. Just real quick. When I was a baby, my dad, he told me, like, because when you're a baby, like, your imagination energy levels are particularly very, very high because as a kid, you're just born, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when babies cry or whatever because they're around certain people, that's real. Like, you know what I'm saying? My thing, I had a very strong energy, like, regardless to anything. Like, this person came in, I was crying instantly. This person came in, I was crying instantly. But I always kept that same amount of energy through my life. Like, usually when you grow up, that kind of descends, your imagination descends, you know, because you're growing up, you're not believing certain shit. But me, like, I always kept that imaginative state. That's why I'm where I'm at now, because I manifested this. I knew I was going to be where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you have very great energy, bro.
I appreciate it.
I really
appreciate
you so much. But who's
what direction you're gonna go with the project? Variety or dial in on one style? Yeah.
Okay. You always tell people speak in the mic.
Oh, that's good.
And they're always right here. You're like, come on. You always move their mic. I love it.
We just had a girl who was in here like this. Oh my god! I smacked my head on that. Luckily, the headphones saved me. That was crazy. But no, she was. Oh.
You always like. Can you scoot up? Can you scoot up? And then you just be like, can you scoot up? He always does that.
I used to have to tell people to stop tapping the table too, but then we got these new mics, so I don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Because people would be doing that, and we had mics that, like, you could hear it, like,
dun, 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 oh, that should be loud dun, 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 dun. And shit. Yeah, I feel you. But great question. So I guess I do owe the world a explanation as to how I'm gonna go with my music, because it is pretty out there.
Just any, like, chunk of your thought process on this whole.
Well, great for you to ask once again. So. I just want to cover all aspects of rock and metal. So, you know, I might have songs where, you know, because, of course, we got punk and soft punk and, you know, the boy band type vibes where it's like, or love songs in rock or whatever, you know, like, vocally, I want to cover those sounds, you know, and even, like, party rock type songs, like, we, you know, whatever, you know, like, just all vibes, whether it be metalcore, death metal, whatever, just and implement that in, like, modern way, like, music, you know what I'm saying, on tracks for the most part produced by me or anybody else. I'm open to work with any other producer. One of my favorite producers of all time, Murder Beats, hit me up recently. Legend. Ronnie J. Love him. Me and him are really close. Movie. You know what I'm saying? So just a lot of people, bro. I'm willing to, you know, whatever. I know a lot of people probably think, like, oh, are you going to still work on your own beats? Like, I'll work with whoever, bro. Like, I just want to make good music at the end of the day because that's what the fans deserve. And that's what I deserve as a human, because I want to hear new music. So I'm going to make because I want to hear it, right? And that's what part of me making a whole lot of Red was, because I need to hear new Cardi music. If no one's going to make it, I will make it so that I can enjoy it.
Mm.
Didn't know that millions of other people was going to essentially enjoy it, but they did. And I'm glad they did. If that, you know, that gave y'all the thirst and quench that y'all needed for 2 years, I'm glad it did. But anyways, yeah, so, like, I'm really glad, you know, because that's, you know, I just want him to drop and everything he did, whatever, you know. But regardless, man, you're a legend, man. You know, like I said, I just wanted, you know, your album, and you gave us that, essentially. But you're a legend, bro, regardless, you know. If you're a rock star now, if that's what you're promoting, then all right, cool, you know. Could have told us, but, you know. But you're fire. You're a legend. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not. With my, I guess, album. Yeah, that's what I want to cultivate, bro. I just want to do different sounds. Like, my people don't, like, right now I'm in my metal phase. you will die. Yeah, yeah. Like, just, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Because it's like, essentially with that music, you know, you got kids, bro, like, who's hit me up, like, bro, I was going through suicide, bro. I listen to your shit. I killed the enemy. The enemy died. I listen to Die Very Rough. The enemy died. The bullies, that bully man at school, the bully died. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that, bro. And it's like, that's, I just want to, like, help people, bro, because, like, essentially that's what music's meant for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to hop on a track, say, nigga, I'm going to pull up on you, fuck you, bitch, for what?
I mean, an example, and I don't know how big of a fan you were of him, but, like, X. X got on making, like, a sort of specific style of, like, SoundCloud, angry-ass rap. And then all of a sudden he, you know, gets a big-ass check from the label and he holds up in the studio for a while and he makes an album and it sounds fucking nothing like most of the shit that he had made before. Mm-hmm. And he's like, the rare exception. A lot of times people, like, get signed for one style of music and then by the time they put their first project out, it's, like, some other shit and whatever. But, like, with X, it was the opposite. Like, he put out a project that was completely different than what he had done before, and it became like the biggest shit in the world for
a while. And that's why forever the world has to respect what he did. Excuse me. Hate when I drink water and like a droplet goes into the wrong hole and you have to do that.
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that shit.
The voice pipe. It seems like it's all the same pipe, but
yeah, the pipe. Yeah, I said hole. Whatever pipes, it is. Right? Yeah, these are vocal pipes. When you're singing, doing what I do, you have to train them. If you want to, like what you said, when you were 14, you used to lose your voice a lot. Where you were screaming probably is...
You got to learn how to do it the right way, yeah.
Yeah, see.
Have you ever done any kind of vocal training?
No, actually, which is crazy, right?
I would love to see you get in with one of these, like, metal vocal coaches that really could teach you how to, like, maintain it and keep it so that you don't overstrain your voice.
I mean, if I'm going to be doing these shows soon when it opens back up, performing I'm going to have to, bro.
Might be very beneficial.
I've lost my voice in recent times for, like, a few days, and it sucked.
And I've been like around metal bands like on tour and shit who like they lose their voice and then they're
Chester,
just
bro, Linkin Park,
days.
Bro.
Like, what do you do?
It's Chester, you know what I'm saying? He went through it. So it's just like, you know, legend, Linkin Park.
And some people even have to like quit their bands because their voice gets
and
so fucked.
Hire another front man. It sucks, man. So like I'm very open to. But every day I always, you know, I vocally, you know, do my thing. But what's funny, bro, like I said, last January when I started doing hooks, which now I guess is a year now because it's last January, that's when I started singing. Before that, I never knew how to do. Actually, no, when I started doing the rock was probably like April. So it was like 9 months ago, some shit, when I tried it. Like, I never tried it. I didn't know I could sing, bro. I don't know how, bro. Like, I guess it's just all that built up pain and emotion. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone that I really, you know, appreciate for that vibe and emotion is Rod Wave. You know, you could tell he went through a lot. And the way he sings and the way he pours out in his vocals and his music lets you know that he went through a lot. And I appreciate his music a lot. And it's funny, when I, you know, coming into it, a lot of people compared me to him because we have very good vocal vibes. You know, vibrato. He has a good vibrato. He's a great singer. Rod Wave, shout out to you, bro.
And you can really hear the pain in his voice.
Very much, bro. Like, you really can hear it. And I really appreciate it.
When you saw him fall into that stage, when the stage collapsed, I could hear the pain.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you're all right, bro.
That was a while ago. I think he was fine. That was the best.
He's good.
I also just wanted to throw this out there. What's your favorite Mario video game of all time? Mario Kart, there's all these different ones. Did you ever play?
Yeah, bro.
And did you ever feel any solidarity with him?
Like,
that's my boy. That plumber? That Italian plumber?
Yeah, man. Super Mario Bros. That's my guy. I mean, I love Mario Kart. It's always legendary, but Smash Bros. I mean, there's really no favorite, bro.
He's in so many games.
Yeah, you know? I'm not going to lie, though. When I first got into it, because I was new to it, I probably got into it, when I was like 7? I used to play with Luigi more. Because
you're an alternative kind of guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, this guy, I got my name, I'm going to play with the other dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was because he was faster, bro. That nigga could jump higher, in my opinion. He was taller, he was faster, he could jump higher. But it was in this certain game. And then I started playing other games, and then Mario was better. So I was just trying to figure out, like, yeah, I want to. He's red, that's my favorite color. But this guy's not as fast as the other guy. This guy, Luigi's pretty fire, so I just started playing with him. But then I went over to Mario because, you know.
But I feel like you're more Wario than Mario.
Wario!
You know?
Wario Shooter!
Like, you kind of have that, like, sort of vibe, you know?
Yeah, fuck Wario.
You fuck with him?
Yeah, hell yeah. Waluigi, all that.
Yeah, he was a late bloomer in the whole series.
Yeah, he was a late series, yeah. He's got that vibe.
I was, Man, so many Nintendo characters that I have a soft spot for. Yeah. Are you a Pokemon guy at all, or?
Good question. I know you are. You still play Pokemon Go. Yeah.
Religiously. Like a psychopath.
When's the last time? Also, Kadamas. That was really big when I was in eighth grade.
That's great. Yeah, available at NoDrummer.com. We got to give you one.
Really?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Wow, thank you, bro.
No problem. Yeah.
I really appreciate
that. Get you in the game.
All right, cool. Yeah, I used to, I went crazy, but I definitely would love to start practicing and,
Oh, yeah.
One day when shows come back, we can be in backstage,
It's kind of awkward time for you to blow up, huh? I feel like your live shows are going to go crazy once you actually get in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, bro. I mean, even the Rolling Loud experience, that was my first time ever stepping on a stage in life.
Yeah.
And me just being put out there and it essentially being one of the most ecstatic performances of also that show period and just like just the year. Like, I'm me falling and shit. Like, no one's ever really done that.
Like, I was thinking, like, they were saying about TK that TK has like the biggest charting song to have never been performed live.
Crazy.
And I was thinking, I'm like, we need to make sure that Mario Judah never has anything bad happen to him, at least until he gets to perform live, because that would be a real tragedy.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to do backflips on stage and fall on my stomach and land on my stomach, because even with that fall that I did where I, like, because when I was younger, I was really into Jet Li and Spider-Man, so I mixed that together. So I would be in my room, like, doing, like, these dramatic, like, you know what I'm saying, and coming back up. You know how when Chris Brown used to do the... I used to nail that shit and go all the way down.
So when you did that fall, you knew what you were doing so you wouldn't knock yourself out or whatever?
Yeah, I could do it right now and be straight. You know what I'm saying?
Was the floor kind of like a wood-type surface where it had a little bit of give, or was it, like, hard?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I don't know what to compare it to because I've never been to other stages. Right. It was pretty straight. It wasn't, like, concrete or nothing like that. So it was durable in a way for me. But, yeah, I just knew when I went down, I was gonna do the Chris Brown shit, not with that, just not Chris Brown, Jet Li, that's what it is. I was gonna do this.
Where you Matrix like do the shit, robot to the come Matrix, back to life, yeah.
You know, really Matrix, that's what it is. When he like goes like this and they're shooting the bullet, I was gonna do that, come back up. But I was just like, fuck it. Rockstar shit. Failed all the way down.
Right.
I came right back up. Push up. You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck it.
You fuck with Drewski? You stayed in touch with him at all?
Yeah, he's fire. He's funny dude. Shout out to Drewski.
Probably the funniest dude.
Yeah, maybe. Bro, that guy is fucking hilarious.
It says a lot that like he's constantly used in meme photos that have nothing to do with him. It's just like, it'll just be him. Like, and it's just, he's like the default funny.
Let's make one right now. All right. Well, let me put this up to a frame. We're going to make a meme photo for the world to use. 1, 2, 3. Another one. We're going to do 2 more.
What emotion are we going for, though?
Random. So, what was your first one? Do it again.
Just like disgust.
And see, what they're gonna do is they're gonna zoom in on your face.
Like, if we wanted to make a legendary meme photo, it would have to be like relatable emotions being shown through our faces that people could then sort of like graft onto their situations. Honestly, it sounds like a lot to bite off, and we might want to table it. But
I got you. Ready?
Yeah.
Fuck 2020.
Ooh, that's relatable. Yeah. Just put it on the screen.
I mean, bro, it's for everybody around the world. Fuck 2020.
I'm just glad you didn't storm the Capitol.
Yeah.
If you had been there, that would be kind of weird. If your career had blown up after.
Oh, man.
I don't know what we're talking about at this point. All right, Mario Judah, it was great to get in here and vibe out with you and sort of learn exactly what...
Just a little talent show right there, but thanks, bro.
He can do it all.
Yeah, man, I'll try, man, for the people out there. Hey, thank you.
I'm looking forward to the project, and I gotta get your number so we can send bands back and forth.
Please,
I got a lot of pop culture that I'd like to,
bro.
You think of,
because it's inspiration. I want to listen to new shit and just expand my horizons and my creativity for the world, man. I'm with it.
Also, there's a guy named Finn McKenty who has a YouTube channel called the Punk Rock MBA that basically just teaches you a shitload about like all kinds of things from metal and hardcore and shit. And he actually helped me out a little bit I discussed interviewing you with him, and he gave me some guidance on stuff to talk about too. So I would like to shout that out and advise everybody at home to check it out as well.
What I always like to do, I usually do it before. I mean, I guess I can't really say it's rules to it, cause I've only done a few interviews, but what I like to do, and it's going to be kind of weird how I do it cause the microphone's right here, but I like to fist bump my fans. do the camera. I like to walk up to my fans and, you know, if I do it right now, are they going to be at least be able to hear me? Do I got to like, or can I just do it?
Yeah, you could just, we can end the interview with that. As I say the outro, you can just approach the camera with your fist and sort of then they can put their fist to the TV or computer. Yeah, because
I always have them fist bump me and I always say something. I always give them something to leave with. You know what I'm saying? That's why this jacket here, I know I guys didn't speak about it. This is now the legendary jacket. So when I get my Breakfast Club's interview and just more of interviews with No Jumper, whoever, you know what I'm saying? Legendary moments, I will always wear this.
The same jacket.
Yeah.
Normally rappers need like a new jacket every time they do a round of media.
I always wear this. Like that, yeah. This is the legendary rock star interview jacket. Because this is the talk about it time. It's time to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? So this is what that jacket's for.
The flash it would be if you fist bump the camera as you do your outro and then you walk away and then I'll do my outro when you'll already have made your dramatic exit.
Okay. So all you want me to do right now is just fist bump it and walk out.
And say whatever it is you want to say as your outro.
Okay, so fist bump this, because that's how I was going to do it. I didn't know how you were going to do it in the edits and everything.
Whatever you want to do. There's no editing, yeah.
Everything sounds weird now that I take these headphones off. Well, all right, let's do it. Yeah! Don't worry about shit! Someone tells you that you can't do it, that you can't do something, fuck them! I don't give a fuck what it is! Now, what I want to do right now is fist bump all my lovely, amazing rock star supporters. I try to stray away from the word fan. I know it comes around, but I look at you as rock stars, because you are. And I'm here to innovate and inspire. I'm just like you. I've been through a lot, just like you have. All right? So what we're going to do now is fist bump. So on the count of three, first, put your foot up, or your hand up, excuse me. This is a hand, not a foot. All right? Your foot's right here. Feet. Yep. These are feet. All right? Use your hands. This is one hand now. So what we're going to do, put it up. On count of three, we're going to fist bump. And after that, I want you to yell rock star as loud as you can. All right? I'm going to say with you. So I'm going to fist bump, you then say rock star. All right? Three, two, one.
Rock star! Yeah!
Thank you, world. I love you.
All right, Mario Judah. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. I got to pee. I always got to pee. Appreciate y'all.